We love it when the community helps take care of the community, and a Night of Hope Gala is coming up this Saturday night, dedicated to raising funds for Dancers Against Cancer. It's presented by the dancers of the Element Dance Center. Joining us this morning is Nicole and dancer Mallory. Nicole, can you share with us how this whole thing came about?
Our amazing director, Erica Montandon, she wanted to make sure these girls learned about giving back to the community.
Sure.
And doing more than just, you know, learning amazing technique and dance. She joined with an amazing nonprofit organization, which is Dancers Against Cancer. One of the things that the Element Dance Studio has dedicated themselves is to becoming a Hope Dance Studio for the Dancers Against Cancer, which just means that they have dedicated to raising a certain amount of funds each year for this wonderful organization. This organization basically is dedicated to provide financial support to dancers, dance educators, choreographers, and their families who are struggling with cancer. They want to make sure that these dancers can still pursue their passion,
yeah,
or their teachers can pursue their passion while fighting this awful disease.
And that's why we're talking about the second annual A Night of Hope Benefit Gala for Dancers Against Cancer. It's happening August 24th at the Joan B. Kroc Theater, and you can get your tickets at anightofhope2023@gmail.com. So, Mallory, let's hear about you.
I'm a dancer at this amazing dance studio, and ever since I got there, our dance studio owner has been very specific how she loves us to give back to our community. Because it's one thing to be a dancer, but do you really want to be a selfish dancer? It's also good to give back to the community, and I think that it's very, very important. One thing that I have done to give back to the community for this amazing organization is I crocheted a bunch of homemade teddy bears and sold them at our first annual gala. I raised $750
for
this organization, and this year, everyone's excited for more, and I'm excited to sell more teddy bears and raise more money because I feel very blessed to be a dancer, a healthy dancer. So if I can do anything that I can and kind of put my like talent into place and help Dancers Against Cancer, I will do that.
The Night of Hope Benefit Gala for Dancers Against Cancer is August 24th. It starts at 7. There's a silent auction at 6. So get there early. Take advantage of all the things the gala has to offer. Get some teddy bears. Beautifully crocheted teddy bears. And this is hosted by the Element Dance Center. You can get your tickets at anightofhope2023@gmail.com.
We're going to have a comedian. We're going to have a magician.
Oh, cool.
Obviously, lots of beautiful dance.
Mm-hmm.
We have a child prodigy pianist that will be there.
Nice.
And lots of inspirational stories from those who have been affected by cancer or involved in dance.
It's just going to be a fantastic night. Thank you, ladies, for coming in, and good luck. Now, tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, John and I will be on location at San Diego County Credit Unions, giving you passes for the Lainey Wilson listening party that's happening this Friday at Beach House at Belmont Park. Tomorrow morning, we're going to be at SDCCU in Carlsbad from 6 until 9. Stop on by. We'll be giving away passes for that listening party for Lainey Wilson every 15 minutes or more. All of our other locations are at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
I want to say a special thank you to Ashley. I don't know Ashley at all.
Okay.
I was going to the hospital to visit our dear friend Davey Rocket, local musician, a longtime performer on our show, and one of my best friends here in San Diego, in a horrible paragliding accident, and he's at Sharp Memorial. I was bringing him, per his girlfriend's instructions, a coffee with a splash of oat milk.
Okay.
And I thought maybe something nice for him, so I got him all those little parfait things, you know. I'm in line, and all of a sudden, this strange woman, and I don't mean strange like woo, I mean like stranger.
Yes.
Turns around and says, I'll take care of his, too.
What?
I'm like, whoa, are you kidding me? She's, yeah, I got it. And I'm like, oh, I've got the drink, and I've got this parfait. Let me, you know, I don't know, I just kind of felt weird. This has never happened. I mean, we hear about these stories all the time, especially at Starbucks for some reason.
Yeah, you've never had anyone
pay. No one's ever done this to me, ever.
Okay.
And I didn't know how to react.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh. And at first I thought maybe she's a listener, but she had no idea who I was.
Okay.
It's just being kind.
Yeah.
And I said, this is so incredibly kind. This has never happened to me before. And she said, I just had a good day, a good month at work, and do something good for somebody.
Nice.
And I said, you have no idea what your good deed is doing, because I'm not getting this for me.
Yeah.
I'm actually taking this to a friend of mine who's recovering in the hospital from a horrible accident.
Yeah.
And she, the look on her face, she was so happy to hear that.
Right.
It was like one of the best things I've ever experienced. It was just a simple act of a woman, of a human being, just doing something nice because. I'm still kind of flabbergasted. I mean, I've heard about it.
Yeah.
But I've never experienced it till yesterday.
It reminds me of one of my favorite bumper stickers I used to have for a long, long time. I just don't have the car anymore. I need to get one again. It says, practice random acts of kindness and love. That's exactly what she did.
I can't tell you how good I felt.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the hospital, and David's, oh, thanks, brother. This is so kind. Hey, don't thank me. Thank Ashley. I told him the story. He was almost in tears.
Aww.
And he's got some things going on anyway right now. But anyway, yeah, so it was just...
Ashley, that's awesome.
A beautiful gesture. Thank you.
So, John, what has this inspired you? Will you be paying it forward?
100%.
Okay.
100%. I told her I would. I mean, now it's on me, and of course I'll do it. I just need to find the right time.
You do. It has to show up. You can't force it. And here's the other thing I think that's really important, too. You don't tell anybody about it afterwards. You don't humble brag.
Right.
When the time shows up, John, it'll be there. You'll do it, and you walk away, and you keep that in your own heart.
All right. Yeah, cool.
That's exactly how
I didn't
how
know
it
there
goes.
Were instructions, but I can follow.
Otherwise,
I can follow.
It becomes, look what I did. Look what I did.
Yeah,
and that's not why we're doing it.
No. And I'm sure Ashley would not want me telling this story. She had no idea who I was.
And she's not talking about it herself. You're sharing what somebody did
for
you.
Yeah, I wonder what she did. Because she told me her husband and her kids were out in the van waiting. They were going to Vegas last hurrah before school started.
Nice.
And of course, my mind goes to Vegas in August, but whatever.
oh my God.
Goes to Vegas in August. But I wonder if she went in her van and said, I bet, you know what?
She
probably didn't.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, thank you, Ashley. Random act of kindness that really, it was a double down act of kindness because you did something for one of my closest friends. So thank you very much. Spread kindness. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. The last time we saw Lainey Wilson's character, Abby, on Yellowstone, the aspiring country music singer, she was upset that Ryan, the hired ranch worker on Yellowstone's Dutton Ranch, was leaving for Texas and not following her on her career. Will Lainey Wilson return to Yellowstone?
The answer is yes. And here's something really cool. You can be on it with her. They're casting for extras right now. If you plan on being in Fort Worth, Texas, in a couple of weeks, you could be an extra with Lainey Wilson. They're looking for men and women of all ethnicities, 18 years or older. You work 10 hours, you'll get paid $110, and overtime pay is possible. Not a lot of money, but I mean, it's pretty cool to be able to be on Yellowstone with Lainey Wilson. It's pretty cool just to be on Yellowstone. Are you kidding me? Yellowstone Extras Montana at gmail.com. Yellowstone Extras Montana at gmail.com is where you want to send this information. Two current photos of yourself, your name, age, weight, height, clothing sizes, phone numbers. They also want the year, make, model, and color of your vehicle. Not really sure why. Maybe that's going to be part of it. I don't know. And obviously your current residence.
This is the week of Lainey Wilson on KSON, specifically John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, as we are hosting a Lainey Wilson whirlwind listening party this Friday at noon at Beach House at Belmont Park. That's, of course, the same day that Lainey's playing at the amphitheater. And we have the SDCCU ticket window open starting tomorrow.
So John and I are going to be at SDCCU in Carlsbad. And then on Wednesday, we'll be at SDCCU in Mission Valley, on Thursday at Fraser Farms on Fletcher Parkway. All the addresses are at KSON.com. We'll be doing our show from 6 to 9, and you come on out every 15 minutes or more. We'll be giving away passes to this Lainey Wilson listening party.
Yeah, it's a free party, but you have to win your tickets to get in, okay? So go to KSON.com for the addresses on our locations. We will be at Carlsbad's SDCCU, the El Camino Real location, tomorrow from 6 to 9. This is going to be an unbelievable experience for you. We're going to play Lainey's entire record, Whirlwind. Lainey's going to stop in. She's going to perform a few songs as well. And this all goes on before her show later on that night. Our phone number is 833-287-1037. On December 30th at Petco Park, Wild Horses Festival returns. And the biggest name right now in country music, Post Malone, is the headliner. His album came out on Friday, and from what I've heard, it's great. And so many more unbelievable artists at Wild Horses Festival, and you'll be there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Who knows? Maybe you'll even have $100 extra if you beat Tammy. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy. San Diego's morning show on KSON. This is a treat for us. It's the Hour of Alex Bowen, Santee's pride and joy, water polo stud, bronze medalist. His fiance Hillary was kind enough to reach out to us on her way to Paris a few weeks back, became our correspondent.
It was great.
Hi, Hillary.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hey, who's this tall drink of water you brought with you?
Oh, I had to go bring him back from France. He was eating too many croissants, too busy winning a bronze medal.
Yeah.
Alex, congratulations. It's a pleasure to meet you, man.
The pleasure's mine. Thanks for having me.
I think we need to do some applause,
yes.
Right?
Of course we
How do you get over Olympic withdrawal? You bring an actual Olympian in the studio. That's what you do.
Never felt more out of shape watching you compete. How much do you eat after a match?
Oh, after it's kind of hard to eat after matches. After matches, I always have trouble like getting something down right away. Like,
really?
I have to wait like an hour or two, just
okay.
To, like, let the body settle.
And do you just pound after that?
Oh
then?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, all right.
So to me, looking at all the sports, and it's all hard, right? I mean, being a premier athlete is difficult. But to me, yours seems the hardest. You know, you're not just standing on the ground doing things.
Oh, no.
You're not just standing on the ground, then running and doing things. You have to keep yourself above water while you're throwing the ball, catching the ball, trying to do all this. I think you have the hardest job.
Oh, and somebody's always trying to drown you the whole time, too.
Yes. Right. So would you say that I'm right? That yours is the hardest?
100%. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I agree.
I've got respect for all the sports out there.
Of course.
And I do believe we've got the hardest sport, and I take pride in it.
How old were you when you decided this is what I want to do?
Well, I started playing when I was 8. Okay. My dad's still a high school coach at Santana, so I grew up around the pool, and like I learned how to swim in the shallow end while he was coaching. I was always going to play water polo in some in
second
some
nature almost,
oh,
right?
Yeah, 100%. And I think there's stages of realizing like what I could do, and I think like I realized like, oh hey, I'm pretty good, and like around like 13, 14, and was able to like, okay, well, what's the trajectory? And I thought that I could, like, it became a dream to make it to the Olympics around that age. And I was like, okay, how do I get there? And when I was that young, it's like, oh, all the Olympians, most of them go to Stanford. So I want to go to Stanford. So I kept my grades up and I went to Stanford. And I think like my sophomore year of high school, I had an assignment that we had to like draw like our dream or something like that. And I drew myself in the Olympics. So like I
That's
had
so
the,
great.
The foresight a little Aww. Bit of the possibility that I could make it. So
did they?
Oh,
did you
know.
Keep that picture?
I don't think so. It's
Aww,
somewhere. It's in a notebook from my like sophomore biology.
That's awesome. Tim and I always have a saying on the show, and we sincerely mean it, that we love nothing more than watching people's dreams come true, and we're able to like be a witness to it. So it's a really cool story, man. We're talking to Alex Bowen from Santee, but more importantly, U.S. bronze medalist water polo
yes.
team. And this is so awesome to see you. You brought the medal with you. Why is it off? I'd be wearing it constantly.
Oh, it's pretty heavy.
Would you mind?
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so awesome. Thank you, Hillary. It is really heavy.
Yeah, it's starting to give me some neck pain a little bit.
Can I put it on?
Yeah, of course.
I don't feel like I've earned the right to put it on. I'm just going to hold on to it.
Well, come here. Let me put it on you.
See, there you go.
Okay,
right.
Wow.
And everyone,
really,
by the way, I want to just jump in right here. Everyone who gave Simone Biles' husband a hard time for wearing her medal and taking a picture, shut your mouth. She put it on him. Everyone in her family got a chance to wear it.
Tam,
mind your own business.
Tam, look at me. I'm a freaking bronze medalist.
I know. John's not trying to steal his thunder here. He's
Jessica, look at me.
To share it.
I'm a freaking bronze medalist.
Great.
Yeah, it's really heavy.
The steel piece on the front of it, that's a part of the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, my God. I had heard that. He's a member of the U.S. water polo team, a bronze medalist. He's from Santee, Alex Bowen, and we got him for the entire hour. He and, I should say, his lovely fiance, Hillary. Hey, guys, get a cup of coffee. We're going to come back and play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge and then continue our conversation with Alex and Hillary. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Go to Oceanside. Say good morning to Nikki. How's it going, Nikki?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate you asking, Nikki. Do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Nikki, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors, a garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also, a reminder to you, Nikki, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops a list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. Which Disney princess is the star of Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
True or false? Post Malone was freaking out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry last week because of their strict no-swearing policy.
True.
Grammy-winning artist Christina Aguilera no longer gives a blank about what you think about her body. That's her quote. Christina was a judge for the first three seasons of which TV singing show?
The Voice?
Luke Combs is the only country artist in history to have three songs reach diamond status. Beautiful Crazy, When It Rains It Pours, and Hurricane. What does it mean to reach diamond status?
I have no idea.
All right, and finally, Julie Bowen says the press would pit her and Sofia Vergara against each other while on Modern Family. Quote, it's this scarcity mindset that there's only one woman who could be happy at a time. What two characters did these two play on Modern Family?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Nikki, what you got going on today?
I'm heading into work right now.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Trade show booth. I actually build them with my husband.
Oh, right on. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Timmy, Nikki today did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops a list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. Which Disney princess is the star of Beauty and the Beast?
I believe it's Belle.
Belle's right. Nikki knew that. 1-1. True or false? Post Malone was freaking out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry last week because of their no swearing policy.
I do believe they have a no foul language policy. I'm going to say that's true.
He said a lot of freakings on stage. It's 2-2. Grammy-winning artist Christina Aguilera no longer gives a blank about what you think about her body. That's her quote. Christina was a judge on the first three seasons of which TV singing show?
The Voice?
The Voice. She was an OG, along with Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green, oh, that's right.
Nikki knew that as well. 3-3. Luke Combs is the only country artist in history to have three songs reach diamond status. Beautiful Crazy, When It Rains It Pours, and Hurricane. What does it mean to reach diamond status?
I believe diamond is 10 million sales.
Yes, that's exactly right. Nikki did not know. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Julie Bowen says the press would pit her and Sofia Vergara up against each other on Modern Family. What two characters do these two play on Modern Family?
Claire and Gloria.
That is right. Nikki didn't know. Clean sweep today, Nikki. Unfortunately for you, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a spectacular prize for you.
Yes, you will now be going to see Post Malone as he headlines the Wild Horses Festival December 30th at Petco Park.
Yay, that's awesome.
And just a warning, since it's not the Grand Ole Opry, there might be some curses. Just throwing it out there. Nikki, have a wonderful day. Before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm in Oceanside. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you have an Olympian in the studio, you make the whole hour about them. Santee's own Alex Bowen, bronze medalist from the men's water polo team, is with us this morning, along with his fiance, Hillary.
I noticed that you guys didn't have the luxury of other athletes where your matches were, like, you know, later on or early on. Yours were pretty much throughout the entire week, 2 weeks of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It's a blessing and a curse a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask. You're never able to let up. You can never relax.
A lot of other sports, it's like you are one and done, which to me is almost scarier. But we have, like, multiple opportunities to succeed and everything, but you also have to keep up that success the entire time. So it's very much a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not like a one-time thing. Like, we had 8 games, and the first 5 were group play. So kind of, you're just trying to find what rank you're going in for the quarterfinals and making sure that you're getting to the quarterfinals. The level of intensity rises through the games, but you can't let up in the beginning or else you're not going to make it.
Our producer, Jessica, who's not much into sports, per se, no offense, glued to her Peacock app, watching the overtime match against Australia, right? Without the shootout?
We went shootout against Australia in the quarterfinals, and then a shootout for the bronze medal, too. So
I was getting text messages from Jessica being like, I woke up this morning, and this was the first thing I looked up.
True.
Like, to see what you guys did.
So, Alex, from CNT, how was it growing up here?
Oh, I mean, it was wonderful. I love Santee. I mean, growing up there, I have friends who still live out there, and it's a wonderful place.
Are you kind of a stud in Santee? Let's be honest. Come on, Hillary.
I mean, if you're driving down, what's that main street? By the high school? Magnolia. Yeah. There's a poster of baby Alex and Olympian Alex saying, come join Salt and Water Polo. So, yeah.
Alex, that's got to be pretty cool, bro.
I mean, that's been up there for a little while.
I always drive by. He's like, do you know him?
You're going to marry him.
I know.
That's awesome. This is crazy. So great. Love. Okay, speaking of love, I know you're a Padres fan.
Yeah.
Hillary mentioned that your goal is 4 years from now, L.A., taking home the gold.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a gold or a Padres World Series?
Oh, gosh. That's...
Is that a fair question, Evo?
I mean, it's a tough question.
I don't feel like it's a fair question. That is difficult.
That's one of those would you rathers that you say I'm bowing out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I can answer that one, but I mean, the gold medal is just something I've been working for forever. And I'm sorry, I have to take that one.
I think it's okay.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. We got pop culture questions in there. We got answers more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Go to Oceanside. Say good morning to Nikki. How's it going, Nikki?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Appreciate you asking, Nikki. Do me a favor, kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, can you please leave?
You bet. Good luck, honey.
Nikki, I've got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also, a reminder to you, Nikki, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Yes.
Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops a list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. Which Disney princess is the star of Beauty and the Beast?
Belle.
True or false? Post Malone was freaking out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry last week because of their strict no swearing policy.
True.
Grammy-winning artist Christina Aguilera no longer gives a blank about what you think about her body. That's her quote. Christina was a judge for the first three seasons of which TV singing show?
The Voice?
Luke Combs is the only country artist in history to have three songs reach diamond status. Beautiful Crazy, When It Rains It Pours, and Hurricane. What does it mean to reach diamond status?
I have no idea.
All right, and finally, Julie Bowen says the press would pit her and Sofia Vergara against each other while on Modern Family. Quote, it's this scarcity mindset that there's only one woman who could be happy at a time. What two characters did these two play on Modern Family?
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Okay, that's all right. Let's get Tam back in. So, Nikki, what you got going on today?
I'm heading into work right now.
Yeah, and what do you do?
Trade show booth. I actually build them with my husband.
Oh, right on. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Timmy, Nikki today did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
Disney's 1991 animated classic Beauty and the Beast tops a list of musical movies with the best songs. It's followed by The Lion King and Mary Poppins. Which Disney princess is the star of Beauty and the Beast?
I believe it's Belle.
Belle's right. Nikki knew that. 1-1. True or false? Post Malone was freaking out on stage at the Grand Ole Opry last week because of their no swearing policy.
I do believe they have a no foul language policy. I'm going to say that's true.
He said a lot of freakings on stage. It's 2-2. Grammy-winning artist Christina Aguilera no longer gives a blank about what you think about her body. That's her quote. Christina was a judge on the first three seasons of which TV singing show?
The Voice?
The Voice. She was an OG, along with Adam Levine, Blake Shelton, and CeeLo Green.
CeeLo Green, oh, that's right.
Nikki knew that as well. 3-3. Luke Combs is the only country artist in history to have three songs reach diamond status. Beautiful Crazy, When It Rains It Pours, and Hurricane. What does it mean to reach diamond status?
I believe diamond is 10 million sales.
Yes, that's exactly right. Nikki did not know. 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Julie Bowen says the press would pit her and Sofia Vergara up against each other on Modern Family. What two characters do these two play on Modern Family?
Claire and Gloria.
is right. Nikki didn't know. Clean sweep today, Nikki. Unfortunately for you, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we have a spectacular prize for you.
Yes, you will now be going to see Post Malone as he headlines the Wild Horses Festival December 30th at Petco Park.
Yay, that's awesome.
And
thank
just
you.
A warning, since it's not the Grand Ole Opry, there might be some curses. Just throwing it out there. Nikki, have a wonderful day. Before you leave, we do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm in Oceanside. I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
When you have an Olympian in the studio, you make the whole hour about them. Santee's own Alex Bowen, bronze medalist from the men's water polo team, is with us this morning, along with his fiance, Hillary.
I noticed that you guys didn't have the luxury of other athletes where your matches were, like, you know, later on or early on. Yours were pretty much throughout the entire week, 2 weeks of the Olympics.
Oh, yeah. It's a blessing and a curse a little bit.
That's what I was going to ask. You're never able to let up. You can never relax.
A lot of other sports, it's like you are one and done, which to me is almost scarier. But we have, like, multiple opportunities to succeed and everything, but you also have to keep up that success the entire time. So it's very much a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not like a one-time thing. Like, we had 8 games, and the first 5 were group play. So kind of you're just trying to find what rank you're going in for the quarterfinals and making sure that you're getting to the quarterfinals. The level of intensity rises through the games, but you can't let up in the beginning or else you're not going to make it.
Our producer, Jessica, who's not much into sports, per se, no offense, glued to her Peacock app, watching the overtime match against Australia, right? Was that the shootout?
We went shootout against Australia in the quarterfinals, and then a shootout for the for the bronze medal, too. So
I was getting text messages from Jessica being like, I woke up this morning, and this was the first thing I looked up.
Truth.
Like, to see what you guys did.
So, Alex, from Santee, how was it growing up here?
Oh, I mean, it was wonderful. I love Santee. I mean, growing up there, I have friends who still live out there, and it's a wonderful place.
Are you kind of a stud in Santee? Let's be honest. Come on, Hillary.
I mean, if you're driving down, what's that main street by the high school, Magnolia? Yeah. There's a poster of baby Alex and Olympian Alex saying, "Come join Sultan Water Polo." So,
yeah. Alex, that's gotta be pretty cool, bro.
That's been up there for a little while.
I always drive by. He's like, "Oh, do you know him?"
You're going to marry him.
I know.
That's awesome. This is crazy. So great. Love. Okay, speaking of love, I know you're a Padres fan.
Yeah.
Hillary mentioned that your goal is 4 years from now, L.A., taking home the gold.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a gold or a Padres World Series?
Oh, gosh.
Is that a fair question, Eva?
I mean, it's a tough question.
I don't feel like it's a fair question. That is difficult.
I mean, of those would you rathers that you say I'm bowing out.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if I can answer that one, but I mean, the gold medal is just something that I've been working for forever. And I'm sorry, I have to take that one.
I think it's okay. So I don't want to focus on the fact you didn't win the gold, but you build yourself up. You're training your entire life for this moment. You drew a picture of it when you were a kid, man. Mm-hmm. The level of disappointment right after that match, that's such a hard-fought match when you guys didn't get to the gold medal match. How are you able to bounce back from that and compete for the bronze?
Well, the job wasn't finished. We had an opportunity to go get a medal and say we're Olympic medalists.
Right.
Like, that's the, I mean, I gotta call myself that for the rest of my life.
Yes, you do, man. I can too, by the way, since I wore the medal. You know I will, Alex. You know I will, bro. I'm so pathetic.
It just comes to the character of the team that we were able to bounce back after the worst loss of our lives.
Yeah.
Come back and what can you do after that? We have a very talented squad, and we're going to be really good over the next 4 years as well. So I feel like we've made a huge step just individually and as a team that we were able to take that step and win that important crossover game and go and win a medal.
It's the hour of Alex, Santee's own Alex Bowen, bronze medalist, U.S. water polo team. We'll continue our conversation, but first, wrapping up the hour of Alex Bowen from Santee, U.S. water polo bronze medalist at this year's Summer Olympics. He and his fiance Hillary are in studio, have been all hour.
It's an absolute honor to meet you in person as an Olympian, as a medalist. And I want to tell you, I also am an Olympian. When we had our 6th grade Olympics in Belleville, this is a true story, Belleville, Wisconsin, 6th grade Olympics, I actually got 2 golds, 2 silvers, and 2 bronzes.
Wow.
Because I did track and field. I did running. I kind of feel like I see where I could have gone, you know, had I kept pursuing it after the 6th grade. It was huge. We had a huge ceremony, opening ceremony, closing ceremony. It was super
Tim,
fun.
You inspired a lot of 6th graders just now. You really did. God bless the USA.
It's a true story. I still have those somewhere.
Hillary, you mentioned that you and Alex were stoked because you're going to go see Lainey Wilson on Friday. Alex, will you wear the medal at Lainey Wilson?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, I don't think you should be taking that out.
I'm just asking.
People have been asking if the whole team's coming to our wedding. And people have been asking, in replace of ties, are they going to be wearing the medals?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Great idea. But our wedding's an open bar, and yeah, I don't want the medals left at the venue.
No,
sure.
And then there's no more medals.
Yeah.
Do the polo players hit it pretty hard when there's an open bar? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean, no comment.
Do you miss Paris?
Do I miss Paris?
Yeah.
Paris has a part of my heart because I played there the last 2 years. I proposed to Hillary in the Luxembourg Gardens, and she was able to come visit me out there for a while, and we got to spend a lot of time in Paris. So it's very close to my heart, and being able to win the medal there was huge.
Alex adopted the Padres chop as his celebration when he scored a goal. It was mentioned throughout the Olympics when we watched you play. So another question for you as a Padres fan. Gold medal or we beat the Dodgers in the NLCS and then win the World Series.
Geez,
and then the Dodgers cease to exist.
just wipe them off the face.
I mean, whatever. Okay, so listen, we got a water polo ball. I didn't know they came in different sizes, Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
But they do. This is a Hydro Grip 2, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys use a bigger ball, I imagine?
Yeah, we do. That's
the
child's.
Like, that's the baby like ball.
That's the 12 and under ball.
Welcome to the story of my life.
That's totally John. Every time, it's always the smallest one. It doesn't matter.
All right. We don't need to start anything right now.
It's been a running theme. We've been a partnership for 24 years, okay? Yeah. And I swear, every time someone buys us a drink, Tammy's got a big one. They give John a small one.
Would you sign it for us?
Of course.
Okay, and then we're going to play some water polo, you and I.
All right.
Tammy, you in?
I'm going to be attending, yes.
What does that mean?
You'll find out.
Okay, we're going to go out in the lot and play some water polo. Hillary, thank you for introducing us to your man, your fiance.
Course. Thank you guys for the support.
Can you also confirm or deny that your nails are red, white, and blue?
They are, and they have the Olympic rings and the Eiffel Towers.
How long till I'm an Olympian starts getting on your nerves? How many years into marriage, like when there's an argument about something and he says, well, yeah, but I'm an Olympian.
It's already started, guys. So I come from a very large family, and I asked Alex, I was like, you know, let's be progressive. Like, I don't want to change my last name. You should change yours. You'll take Hanson. I won't take Bowen. And he goes, yeah, so I'm an Olympic athlete. So you're going to take Bowen. The thing is Alex has to be hands down the most humble person on the planet. So I don't think we'll get there.
Okay.
But I think there'll be times where I'll be like, you can't do that. And he'll probably be like, yeah, I can. I'm an Olympian.
Alex Bowen, U.S. water polo stud, bronze medalist, hopefully gold in 4 more years. Congratulations, man. You've dedicated your life to this. Mad respect to you. And thank you for representing not only Santee, not only San Diego County, but America so well, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Let's go play some water polo, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I've never said this sentence in my life until just now. Nor should I ever. I think I sprained something saying it. All right. Go USA.
It looks painful.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey, John and Tammy.
Good morning, Drew Baldridge.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, and I just want to say thank you because you were the best wedding gift I could ever give anyone.
Wow. How's that for an opener?
I like it.
When my friends Jordan and Kristen were getting married, you were in town, and I asked you, could I talk you into coming out and playing at a wedding? He's my husband's best friend. He's our best neighbor, and you said you'd do it. It was fabulous.
I remember. It was a beautiful wedding.
Drew, did she at least feed you?
Yeah, I got some food out of the deal. I got some food out of it. Yeah.
He enjoyed the wedding.
Drew, Tam and I were reminiscing about, it wasn't the last time I think we saw you, but when we were in that crazy, messed up time of the pandemic when you did that drive-through graduation with us and just how, this might freak you out, I hope it doesn't, how proud we are of you, how hard you have been working and what you've accomplished. Was she somebody's daughter? I mean, dude, this is not a common story in the very, very difficult to navigate music business, but you've done it.
Well, thank you guys. And I've been, you know, I've known you guys for years, all the way back, like you said, pandemic, we had this song called Senior Year. And we went around the country and we sang graduations and played for kids and drive-through, special drive-through graduations. And we did one out there in the Southern California area. Y'all came out to it too. It was really special. And you guys have just always made me feel a part of the K-Sun family. And even when I wasn't, even when I didn't have songs on the radio, you guys always accepted me and allowed me to come and be a part of y'all's, you know, station in a special way. And that has always meant a lot to me, and it's something I'll never forget.
Thank you.
And so being on this station and talking to y'all about a number one song or a top five song right now, I just can't believe it. And I'm just, like you said, I've been working so hard. I've been in Nashville for 13 years chasing a dream and had to, you know, a record deal and lost that record deal and had to create my own to even get here, which is crazy to think that we started our own record company last year and sent this song, She's Somebody's Daughter, to radio by ourselves. And now here we are.
When it goes number one, which it will, you'll have made music history, okay? I want to paraphrase the movie The Social Network when Justin Timberlake, playing the dude from Napster, says, you know what's better than a million? A billion. Dude, you have over a billion streams. I mean, can you even wrap your mind around how many streams that is?
I can't, man. And somebody, one of my team, started running numbers the other day, and they said, man, you're well over a billion on TikTok and streams combined. And I was just like, what? And like, yeah, over a billion. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. Just, and I think what's special, too, even more special, is that this song, it's a great message. You know, it's about treating women right, knowing their worth, and knowing that we've reached a billion people, that message of knowing their worth, being respectful to women. And that just what's really excites me is knowing that we have a song that's reaching a lot of people, but it also has this great meaning, this great message behind it. And I just feel really blessed that I got to be the one to write it. And I just really, I wrote it about my wife after meeting her dad and wanting to treat her right. And it's kind of a message to me to don't be a screw up. You know, if you break her heart, you're breaking her mom and daddy's heart too. And it's a song that she danced to on our wedding night. And then the next week I posted about it on TikTok and just said, hey, this is a song I wrote for my wife. If you guys like it, I'll put it out. And it got 10 million views in a night almost.
Good Lord.
Insane.
And woke up the next day, thought we were going to get a call from every record label in Nashville. We're trending on Shazam all around the world, and we don't. We don't get any really label calls. And if we do, I try to call them back, and they would just not return my calls. And like, well, screw it. I'll do it my friggin' self. And so that's what we did. And now here we are with a top five single. And somebody was saying the other day, if you do this, if you go number one in the history of country music to independently get their first number one, it's never happened.
And, you know, no one worked harder than you. No one. And we specifically said to you, gosh, I mean, you, when you were out on your own and you're doing these drive-by graduations and you're doing these backyard parties.
Crashing on couches.
You were just making, you were not going to accept no for an answer. And we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
It really is inspiring, man. I hope you know that.
Well, thank you guys. And like I said, you guys have been there through all the craziness of not giving up, and you guys never gave up on me, and now here we are talking about a possibility of a number one. It's really mind-blowing, and I just can't say thank you all enough for having me.
Well, we're going to see you in September, and we're going to make you work, and we're going
to... I'm used to that.
Damn right you are. And we're going to raise a glass and cheers to you and to not giving up on your dream, no matter how many people tell you that you can't do it. You're a walking, talking, breathing example of, screw you, I can do whatever I want to do if I put my mind to it. And that's really... And very inspiring, bro.
You're our gold medalist for sure.
Well, thank you guys. I appreciate y'all, and I'm looking forward to the 15th. We're playing at somebody's wedding, right?
Yes, we are.
I love it.
It'll be a remake of ours from 2020 when I did the wedding and you sang. We're going to make you do the same thing again.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for having me. But I love you guys, and I cannot wait to see y'all next month.
Yeah, we'll have a longer conversation then, Drew. Don't work too hard.
Love it.
Ha ha ha.
Thanks, guys.
Right. Bye, honey.
Bye. All right, bye.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, JT is in Escondido. What's going down, JT?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, please leave the studio.
I love how you said that. Good morning, everybody. Good luck, honey.
JT, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Want to let you know, JT, that all ties go to Tammy, okay, pal?
Got it.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false, Tom Cruise is his real name?
True.
The families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space. In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars, specifically?
The Martian.
The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers of how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. Who is this actress?
Oh, Ashley Tisdale?
Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series. Who is she?
Anna Faris.
And finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden, of course, is the namesake of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time. Within 5 years and without going over, what year did the first edition of Madden Football come out?
93.
Let's get Tam back in. JT, what you got going on today, pal?
Just starting the work week.
Yeah, what do you do?
Construction.
Oh, right on. I hope you're staying cool and hydrated when you can.
Always.
Because, of course, I just turned into JT's mother there, Tammy. Very weird.
Not his dad.
Nope. I made you some orange slices, JT. They're in the fridge. Okay, JT did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false, Tom Cruise is his real name?
That's false.
It is false.
Mopather or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. How do you know it? Thomas Cruise Mapother or Mapother the Fourth. No wonder he changed his name. That's a mouthful, dude.
Yeah.
JT went with true, 1-0. Tammy, the families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so scary, isn't it?
In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars, specifically?
The Martian.
You know, it's funny because the families of both of them are like, hey, listen, they have no problem being in space. They love being in space. Right. We just want to make sure they get, you know, they can get home, whether it's waiting it out or getting a ride from Elon Musk. True. Yeah. All right. JT went with The Martian as well. 2-1, Tammy. The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. So she's like every other pregnant woman in the third trimester. Mm-hmm. Who is this actress?
Oh, my gosh. I see her face. I know who she is. And for the life of me, I cannot pull her name out.
Wow. That would be Ashley Tisdale, and JT knew that, so it's 2-2. Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series?
Anna Faris.
That is right, and JT knew that as well. So it is 3-3, and finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden is the namesake, obviously, of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time.
Yeah.
Within 5, wrapping up the hour of Alex Bowen from Santee, U.S. water polo bronze medalist at this year's Summer Olympics. He and his fiancée Hillary are in studio, have been all hour.
It's an absolute honor to meet you in person as an Olympian, as a medalist. And I want to tell you, I also am an Olympian. When we had our 6th grade Olympics in Belleville, this is a true story, Belleville, Wisconsin, 6th grade Olympics, I actually got 2 golds, 2 silvers, and 2 bronzes.
Wow.
Because I did track and field. I did running. I kind of feel like I see where I could have gone, you know, had I kept pursuing it after the 6th grade. It was huge. We had a huge ceremony, opening ceremony, closing ceremony. It was super
Tim,
fun.
You inspired a lot of 6th graders just now. You really did. God bless the USA.
It's a true story. I still have those somewhere.
Hillary, you mentioned that you and Alex were stoked because you're going to go see Lainey Wilson on Friday. Alex, will you wear the medal at Lainey Wilson?
I mean, maybe.
Oh, I don't think you should be taking that out.
I'm just asking.
People have been asking if the whole team's coming to our wedding. And people have been asking, in replace of ties, are they going to be wearing the medals?
That's a good question.
Great idea.
but our wedding's an open bar, and yeah, I don't want the medals left at the venue.
No,
sure.
And then there's no more medals.
Yeah. Do the polo players hit it pretty hard when there's an open bar? Is that what we're talking about?
I mean,
Do you miss Paris?
Do I miss Paris?
Yeah.
Paris has a part of my heart, because I played there the last 2 years. I proposed to Hillary in the Luxembourg Gardens, and she was able to come visit me out there for a while, and we got to spend a lot of time in Paris. So it's very close to my heart, and being able to win the medal there was huge.
Alex adopted the Padres chop as his celebration when he scored a goal. It was mentioned throughout the Olympics when we watched you play. So another question for you as a Padres fan. Gold medal or we beat the Dodgers in the NLCS and then win the World Series.
Geez,
and then the Dodgers cease to exist.
Just wipe them off the face.
I mean, whatever. Okay, so listen, we got a water polo ball. I didn't know they came in different sizes, Tammy.
Oh, yeah.
But they do. This is a Hydro Grip 2, in case you were wondering.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys use a bigger ball, I imagine?
Yeah, we do. That's
the
child's. Like,
that's the baby
like
ball.
That's the 12 and under ball.
Welcome to the story of my life.
That's totally John. Every time, it's always the smallest one. It doesn't matter.
All right. We don't need to start anything right now.
It's been a running theme. We've been a partnership for 24 years, okay? Yeah. And I swear, every time, someone buys us a drink, Tammy's got a big one, they give John a small one.
Would you sign it for us?
Of course.
Okay, and then we're going to play some water polo, you and I.
All right.
Tammy, you in?
I'm going to be attending, yes.
What does that mean?
You'll find out.
Okay, we're going to go out in the lot and play some water polo. Hillary, thank you for introducing us to your man, your
of
fiance.
Course. Thank you guys for the support.
Can you also confirm or deny that your nails are red, white, and blue?
They are, and they have the Olympic rings and the Eiffel Towers.
How long till I'm an Olympian starts getting on your nerves? How many years into marriage, like when there's an argument about something and he says, well, yeah, but I'm an Olympian.
It's already started, guys. So I come from a very large family, and I asked Alex, I was like, you know, let's be progressive. Like, I don't want to change my last name. You should change yours. You'll take Hanson. I won't take Bowen. And he goes, yeah, so I'm an Olympic athlete. So you're going to take Bowen. The thing is Alex has to be hands down the most humble person on the planet. So I don't think we'll get there.
Okay.
But I think there'll be times where I'll be like, you can't do that. And he'll probably be like, yeah, I can. I'm an Olympian.
Alex Bowen, U.S. water polo stud, bronze medalist, hopefully gold in 4 more years. Congratulations, man. You've dedicated your life to this. Mad respect to you. And thank you for representing not only Santee, not only San Diego County, but America so well, man.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Let's go play some water polo, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I've never said this sentence in my life until just now. Nor should I ever. I think I sprained something saying it. All right. Go USA.
It looks painful.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hey, John and Tammy.
Good morning, Drew Baldridge.
How are y'all doing?
We're doing great, and I just want to say thank you because you were the best wedding gift I could ever give anyone.
Wow. Now, how's that for an opener?
I like it.
When my friends Jordan and Kristen were getting married, you were in town, and I asked you, could I talk you into coming out and playing at a wedding? He's my husband's best friend. He's our best neighbor, and you said you'd do it. It was fabulous.
I remember. It was a beautiful wedding.
Drew, did she at least feed you?
Yeah, I got some food out of the deal. I got some food out of it. Yeah.
He enjoyed the wedding.
Drew, Tam and I were reminiscing about, it wasn't the last time I think we saw you, but when we were in that crazy, messed up time of the pandemic when you did that drive-through graduation with us and just how, this might freak you out, I hope it doesn't, how proud we are of you, how hard you have been working and what you've accomplished. Was she somebody's daughter? I mean, dude, this is not a common story in the very, very difficult to navigate music business, but you've done it.
Well, thank you guys. And I've been, you know, I've known you guys for years, all the way back, like you said, pandemic. We had this song called Senior Year, and we went around the country and we sang graduations and played for kids and special drive-through graduations. And we did one out there in the Southern California area. Y'all came out to it too. It was really special. And you guys have just always made me feel a part of the KSON family. And even when I didn't have songs on the radio, you guys always accepted me and allowed me to come and be a part of y'all's station in a special way. And that has always meant a lot to me, and it's something I'll never forget.
Thank you.
So being on this station and talking to y'all about a number one song or a top five song right now, I just can't believe it. And I'm just, like you said, I've been working so hard. I've been in Nashville for 13 years chasing a dream, and had to, you know, a record deal and lost that record deal and had to create my own to even get here, which is crazy to think that we started our own record company last year and sent this song, She's Somebody's Daughter, to radio by ourselves. And now here we are.
When it goes number one, which it will, you'll have made music history, okay? I want to paraphrase the movie The Social Network when Justin Timberlake, playing the dude from Napster, says, you know what's better than a million? A billion. Dude, you have over a billion streams. I mean, can you even wrap your mind around how many streams that is?
I can't, man. And one of my team started running numbers the other day, and they said, man, you're well over a billion on TikTok and streams combined. And I was just like, what? And I'm like, yeah, over a billion. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. And I think what's special, too, even more special, is that this song, it's a great message. You know, it's about treating women right, knowing their worth, and knowing that we've reached a billion people, that message. Of knowing their worth, being respectful to women. And that just what's really excites me is knowing that we have a song that's reaching a lot of people, but it also has this great meaning, this great message behind it. And I just feel really blessed that I got to be the one to write it. And I wrote it about my wife after meeting her dad and wanting to treat her right. And it's kind of a message to me to don't be a screw up. You know, if you break her heart, you're breaking her mom and daddy's heart too. And it's a song that she danced to on our wedding night. And then the next week I posted about it on TikTok and just said, hey, this is a song I wrote for my wife. If you guys like it, I'll put it out. And it got 10 million views in a night almost.
Good Lord.
Insane.
And woke up the next day, thought we were going to get a call from every record label in Nashville. We're trending on Shazam all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't. We don't get any really label calls. And if we do, I try to call them back, and they would just not return my calls. And like, well, screw it. I'll do it my freaking self. And so that's what we did. And now here we are with a top five single. And somebody was saying the other day, if you do this, if you go number one in the history of country music to independently get their first number one, it's never happened.
And, you know, no one worked harder than you. No one. And we specifically said to you, gosh, I mean, like, you, when you were out on your own and you're doing these drive-by graduations and you're doing these backyard parties.
Crashing on couches.
You were just making, you were not going to accept no for an answer. And we couldn't be more thrilled for you.
It really is inspiring, man. I hope you know that.
Well, thank you, guys. And like I said, you guys have been there through all the craziness of not giving up, and you guys never gave up on me, and now here we are talking about a possibility of a number one. It's really mind-blowing, and I just can't say thank you all enough for having me.
Well, we're going to see you in September, and we're going to make you work, and we're going
to... I'm used to that.
Damn right you are. And we're going to raise a glass and cheers to you and to not giving up on your dream, no matter how many people tell you that you can't do it. You're a walking, talking, breathing example of screw you, I can do whatever I want to do if I put my mind to it, and that's really...
Let's go!
And very inspiring, bro.
You're our gold medalist, for sure.
There you go.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate you all, and I'm looking forward to the 15th. We're playing at somebody's wedding, right?
Yes, we are.
I love it.
It'll be a remake of ours from 2020 when I did the wedding and you sang. We're going to make you do the same thing again.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for having me, but I love you guys, and I cannot wait to see y'all next month.
Yeah, we'll have a longer conversation then, Drew. Don't work too hard.
Love it.
Ha, ha, ha.
Thanks, guys.
Right. Bye, honey.
Bye. All right, bye.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Got five pop culture questions in there. Got to answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, JT is in Escondido. What's going down, JT?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, please leave the studio.
I love how you said that. Good morning, everybody. Good luck, honey.
JT, I got five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Want to let you know, JT, that all ties go to Tammy, okay, pal?
Got it.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false, Tom Cruise is his real name?
True.
The families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space. In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars, specifically?
The Martian.
The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers of how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. Who is this actress?
Oh,
Ashley Tisdale?
Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series. Who is she?
Anna Faris.
And finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden, of course, is the namesake of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time. Within 5 years and without going over, what year did the first edition of Madden Football come out?
93.
Let's get Tam back in. JT, what you got going on today, pal?
Just starting the work week.
Yeah, what do you do?
Construction.
Oh, right on. Hope you're staying cool and hydrated when you can.
Always.
Because, of course, I just turned into JT's mother there, Tammy. Very weird.
Not his dad.
Nope. I made you some orange slices, JT. They're in the fridge. Okay, JT did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false, Tom Cruise is his real name?
That's false.
It is false.
Mopather or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. How do you know it? Thomas Cruise Mapother or Mapother the Fourth. No wonder he changed his name. That's a mouthful, dude.
Yeah.
JT went with true, 1-0 Tammy. Tammy, the families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so scary, isn't it?
In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars specifically?
The Martian.
You know, it's funny because the families of both of them are like, hey, listen, they have no problem being in space. They love being in space. Right. We just want to make sure they get, you know, they can get home, whether it's waiting it out or getting a ride from Elon Musk. True. Yeah. All right. JT went with The Martian as well. 2-1 Tammy. The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. So she's like every other pregnant woman in the third trimester. Mm-hmm. Who is this actress?
Oh, my gosh. I see her face. I know who she is. And for the life of me, I cannot pull her name out.
Wow. That would be Ashley Tisdale, and JT knew that, so it's 2-2. Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series?
Anna Faris.
That is right, and JT knew that as well. So it is 3-3. And finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden is the namesake, obviously, of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time.
Wow.
Within 5 years, and without going over, what year did the first edition of Madden Football come out?
Wow. Wow. I'm going to guess 1998.
You both went too high. 1988 was the first Madden Football. JT, today you and Tammy finish with a tie, and unfortunately all ties are going to go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have plans for you come December, pal.
Yes, you'll be going to the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone December 30th at Petco Park.
Thanks so much, guys.
JT, have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
John, we have to have a chat.
This never leads to anything good.
Something showed up in our Facebook memories today. Back in 2016, when producer Steph was our producer, do you remember how less than a year ago you blamed me for a thief stealing your sunglasses?
Yeah, because it was your fault. You took my sunglasses and said, I'll put these down for you. You put them down, and I went to get them, and they were gone.
Okay. We were filming a commercial for Goodwill.
Yeah.
You had to take them off. I said, should we set these down? So I set them down on the table. But you're blaming me for losing your sunglasses, for them no longer being in your existence.
Yes.
But it seems that you have a problem when it comes to expensive sunglasses.
Hey, everybody. Producer Steph here. I'm about to deliver John's fancy dancy Ray-Ban sunglasses back to him. He left them at the Padres game last night after he just made fun of me for buying $10 sunglasses. I'm going to put it in one of Stella's clean diapers. This is how I kept it safe last night, so I won't get any scratches on it. Let's go deliver it to him and see what he says. Hey, John! I have a delivery for you.
A delivery?
You have just one. Are you saying
a diaper?
Yeah!
Wow. Just what I always wanted. Is there something to help? Oh, my God. Thank you. Yeah, nice guy. I don't deserve expensive sunglasses when I leave them at the Padres game.
And I had nothing to protect them in, so I left them in Stella's clean diaper.
Thank you for clarifying that it's clean. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stella. You probably want this back because you're very cheap.
Yes, I do.
Diapers are very expensive. Thank you.
Okay.
And here's a lesson to you. If you buy expensive sunglasses, take care of them.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Weren't we on a trip together within the last couple of years where you lost your sunglasses in the ocean?
Yeah, they
flew. Very expensive sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm no good. They flew off my face while we were paddleboarding.
You buy expensive sunglasses, you leave them at the Padres game. You buy expensive sunglasses, you wear them in the ocean. You buy expensive sunglasses, and when I set them down on a table while we're filming a commercial, someone steals them.
That was your fault.
It is not my fault.
It's because you placed them somewhere and they were stolen because of you.
No, they were stolen because of a thief.
Well,
not
thief.
Because of me.
Yes, I know. You didn't steal them, but you'll never change my mind differently. This is always going to be a lifetime argument. We'll be on our deathbeds.
Oh,
we'll be like the grandparents in the Willy Wonka movie. It was your fault. No, it wasn't. It was yours.
I'm just picturing them reaching out, trying to smack each other.
John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
Heading downtown. Say good morning to Catherine. Oh, Catherine. Oh, Catherine.
Oh, boy.
Catherine, we are hoping that you are ready to win some cash by giving us your guess in dollars and cents with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go Price is Right style. So my guess is going to be $951.85.
Catherine, you said $951.85?
Yes.
Too high.
Oh, too high, too Catherine. High? Which means you have another chance at 10:30 with Greg, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Take care. Appreciate you listening.
Oh, she was so bummed.
I think today's the day. John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot on KSON. This Friday is a huge day for KSON and for Lainey Wilson and for Lainey Wilson fans. It's all Lainey. Basically all week, it's all Lainey. Lainey Wilson is playing at the amphitheater Friday evening, and you can still get your tickets at KSON.com.
But we are having a special Lainey Wilson listening party. We're going to play her whole album, give out prizes in between songs, and Lainey Wilson's going to show up, play a few songs for you as well. It's happening at Beach House at Belmont Park. You cannot buy tickets for this, but you do need one to get in. The way to get those tickets is to come visit us these next 3 days at various San Diego County Credit Union locations. We'll be handing out passes every 15 minutes or more.
Tomorrow's location is in Carlsbad, and you can find the exact address at KSON.com. Wednesday's SDCCU location is in Mission Valley, and then Thursday we're going to be in La Mesa at Fraser Farms. Now, this is not a show as much as it is an experience. I was having a conversation with my friend John over the weekend, who brought his daughter here years ago, before the pandemic, when Lainey played a John and Tammy New Country Pick and Par. Mm-hmm. That is an experience he'll never forget. This is exactly the same, although Lainey's blown up now. I'm not sure noticed. Not singing for her supper anymore, but still, thank goodness, singing.
Yes, and we can't wait for you to experience this with us. So tomorrow we want to see you as we do our show from 6 to 9, SDCCU on El Camino Real in Carlsbad. Wednesday again, SDCCU in Mission Valley, and then Thursday at Fraser Farms in La Mesa.
Greg is in next and has your next chance at John and Tammy's High-Low Jackpot at 10:30 on KSON.
It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You got pop culture questions in there. You gotta answer more than Tammy can. We're talking about Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Tammy, JT is in Escondido. What's going down, JT?
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio, please?
Tammy, please leave the studio.
I love how you said that. Good morning, everybody. Good luck, honey.
JT, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy, you get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Want to let you know, JT, that all ties go to Tammy, okay, pal?
Got it.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false? Tom Cruise is his real name.
True.
The families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space.
In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars, specifically?
The Martian.
The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers of how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. Who is this actress?
Oh, Ashley Tisdale?
Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series. Who is she?
Anna Faris.
And finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden, of course, is the namesake of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time. Within 5 years and without going over, what year did the first edition of Madden Football come out?
93.
Let's get Tam back in. JT, what you got going on today, pal?
Just starting the work week.
Yeah, what do you do?
Construction.
Oh, right on. Hope you're staying cool and hydrated when you can.
Always.
Because, of course, I just turned into JT's mother there, Tammy. Very weird.
Not his dad.
Nope. I made you some orange slices, JT. They're in the fridge. Okay, JT did 3 out of 5.
Nice job.
A rare picture was shown of Tom Cruise with he and his ex-wife, Nicole Kidman's son, Connor. True or false, Tom Cruise is his real name?
That's false.
It is false.
Mopather or something.
Yeah. Like, yeah. How do you know it? Thomas Cruise Mapother or Mapother the Fourth. No wonder he changed his name. That's a mouthful, dude.
Yeah.
JT went with true, 1-0 Tammy. Tammy, the families of Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are speaking out about the astronauts' predicament as they remain stranded in space.
Yeah. Gosh, it's so scary, isn't it?
In what Matt Damon movie does he play an astronaut that's been stranded in space on Mars, specifically?
The Martian.
You know, it's funny because the families of both of them are like, hey, listen, they have no problem being in space. They love being in space. Right. We just want to make sure they get, you know, they can get home, whether it's waiting it out or getting a ride from Elon Musk. True. Yeah. All right. JT went with The Martian as well. 2-1 Tammy. The actress that played Sharpay in High School Musical took to her Instagram story to share with her followers how the last leg of her pregnancy is going, explaining that she's exhausted and ready to have this baby. So she's like every other pregnant woman in the third trimester. Mm-hmm. Who is this actress?
Oh my gosh, I see her face. I know who she is, and for the life of me, I cannot pull her name out.
Wow. That would be Ashley Tisdale, and JT knew that, so it's 2-2. Actor Chris Pratt shared a wonderful birthday tribute to his son Jack, who turned 12. Pratt shares his son with his ex-wife, who is this actress, the star of the Scary Movie series?
Anna Faris.
That is right, and JT knew that as well. So it is 3-3. And finally, Nicolas Cage is set to portray NFL icon John Madden in a biopic. Madden is the namesake, obviously, of EA's Madden Football, which is the most popular sports video game of all time.
Yeah.
Within 5 years, and without going over, what year did the first edition of Madden Football come out?
Wow. Wow. I'm going to guess 1998.
We both went too high. 1988 was the first Madden Football. JT, today you and Tammy finished with a tie, and unfortunately all ties are going to go to Tammy, so you're not going to get any of her money, but we have plans for you come December, pal.
Yes, you'll be going to the Wild Horses Festival starring Post Malone December 30th at Petco Park.
Thanks so much, guys.
JT, have a wonderful day. Thank you for playing Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON.
John, we have to have a chat.
This never leads to anything good.
Something showed up in our Facebook memories today. Back in 2016, when producer Steph was our producer, do you remember how less than a year ago you blamed me for a thief stealing your sunglasses?
Yeah, because it was your fault. You took my sunglasses and said, I'll put these down for you. You put them down, and I went to get them, and they were gone.
Okay. We were filming a commercial for Goodwill.
Yeah.
You had to take them off. I said, should we set these down? So I set them down on the table. But you're blaming me for losing your sunglasses, for them no longer being in your existence.
Yes.
But it seems that you have a problem when it comes to expensive sunglasses.
Hey, everybody. Producer Steph here. I'm about to deliver John's fancy-dancy Ray-Ban sunglasses back to him. He left them at the Padres game last night after he just made fun of me for buying $10 sunglasses. I'm going to put it in one of Stella's clean diapers. This is how I kept it safe last night, so I won't get any scratches on it. Let's go deliver it to him and see what he says.
Hello,
hey, John!
I have a delivery for you.
A delivery?
You have just one. Are you
a diaper?
Yeah.
Wow. Just what I always wanted. Is there something? Oh my! Thank you. Yeah, nice guy. I don't deserve expensive sunglasses when I leave them at the Padres game.
And I had nothing to protect him in, so I left him in Stella's clean diaper.
Thank you for clarifying that it's clean. Thank you, Steph.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Stella. You probably want this back because you're very cheap.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Diapers are very expensive. Thank you.
Okay.
And here's a lesson to you. If you buy expensive sunglasses, take care of them.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, John.
Thank you.
Weren't we on a trip together within the last couple of years where you lost your sunglasses in the ocean?
Yeah, they flew.
Very expensive sunglasses.
Yeah, I'm no good. They flew off my face while we were paddleboarding.
You buy expensive sunglasses, you leave them at the Padres game. You buy expensive sunglasses, you wear them in the ocean. You buy expensive sunglasses, and when I set them down on a table while we're filming a commercial, someone steals them.
That was your fault.
It is not my fault.
It's because you placed them somewhere and they were stolen because of you.
No, they were stolen because of a thief.
Well,
not
thief.
Because of me.
Yes, I know. You didn't steal them, but you'll never change my mind differently. This is always going to be a lifetime argument. We'll be on our deathbeds.
Oh,
we'll be like the grandparents in the Willy Wonka movie. It was your fault. No, it wasn't. It was yours.
I'm just picturing them reaching out, trying to smack each other.
John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
Heading downtown. Say good morning to Catherine. Oh, Catherine. Oh, Catherine.
Oh, boy.
Catherine, we are hoping that you are ready to win some cash by giving us your guess in dollars and cents with John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot.
Okay, I guess I'm going to go Price is Right style. So my guess is going to be $951.85.
Catherine, you said $951.85?
Yes.
Too high.
Oh, too high,
too
Catherine.
High? Right.
Which means you have another chance at 10:30 with Greg, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Catherine. Take care. Appreciate you listening.
Oh, she was so bummed.
I think today's the day. John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot on KSON. This Friday is a huge day for KSON and for Lainey Wilson and for Lainey Wilson fans. It's all Lainey. Basically, all week, it's all Lainey. Lainey Wilson is playing at the amphitheater Friday evening, and you can still get your tickets at KSON.com.
But we are having a special Lainey Wilson listening party. We're going to play her whole album, give out prizes in between songs, and Lainey Wilson's going to show up, play a few songs for you as well. It's happening at Beach House at Belmont Park. You cannot buy tickets for this, but you do need one to get in. The way to get those tickets is to come visit us these next 3 days at various San Diego County Credit Union locations. We'll be handing out passes every 15 minutes or more.
Tomorrow's location is in Carlsbad, and you can find the exact address at KSON.com. Wednesday's SDCCU location is in Mission Valley, and then Thursday we're going to be in La Mesa at Fraser Farms. Now, this is not a show as much as it is an experience. I was having a conversation with my friend John over the weekend, who brought his daughter here years ago, before the pandemic, when Lainey played a John and Tammy New Country Pick and Par. Mm-hmm. That is an experience he'll never forget. This is exactly the same, although Lainey's blown up now. Not sure noticed. Not singing for her supper anymore, but still, thank goodness, singing.
Yes, and we can't wait for you to experience this with us. So tomorrow we want to see you as we do our show from 6 to 9, SDCCU on El Camino Real in Carlsbad. Wednesday again, SDCCU in Mission Valley, and then Thursday at Fraser Farms in La Mesa.
Greg is in next and has your next chance at John and Tammy's High Low Jackpot at 10:30 on KSON.